somebody else's tefillin to do.
Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We're holding three lines from the bottom of daf Mem. And you'll see the Gemara begins the Omer Rabba ki havina ki havinon be Rav Huna iboyalon. This is the third in three shailas, and it's the final shaila that Rabba tells us was raised in the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna. How did we get involved in this in the first place? You'll recall back on Mem Amud Aleph yesterday, in the middle of the Amud, that Rabba said when we were in the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna, he asked us whether on Rosh Hashanah, one should go and be mazker, should we mention Rosh Chodesh in the davening? And of course, the Gemara brought a raya from our Mishnah, and that's the reason why we got into that sugya. When we finished that, then here on the Amud Beis, roughly six, seven lines into the wide lines, we had again the Amud Rabba ki havina bei Rav Huna. When we went to Beis Medrash Rav Huna, he asked us the following question about saying Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And now we have the final of the three shailas that the Gemara brings, that Rabba says were raised in the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna. What was this shaila? Iboyilon, mat gifrei.
Are you missing one thing? A simon before the three.
Exactly. Iboyilon, so he asked, Bar bei Rav the Yosef b'tanisa b'mali shabsa mahu li ashlume. What happens if you have a Bar bei Rav? Bar bei Rav means a young Talmud Chochem, a Ben Yeshiva, the Yosef b'tanisa who is Kaveya Tanis on Mali Shabsa on Friday. While the Gemara addresses this question, Legabi Etanis Yochid on Friday, we'll see that the Gemara is going to bring Rayois from Tanis Tzibur. So that the Gemara focuses on Tanis Yochid is Lav Dafka, presumably because it's more Motsui, because very rarely do we have a Tanis Tzibur that falls out on Friday. In fact, according to today's calendar, the only time it can happen is with Asura B'Tayvis, and Asura B'Tayvis is also a very rare thing once every many years that you find it falling out on Friday. But anyway, you have a Bar bei Rav Talmud Chochem that was Kaveh Tanis, a Tanis Yochid on Erev Shabbos, Mau Lashlume. Is he allowed to be Mashlim, or does he have to be Mashlim, his Tanis, into Shabbos Kodesh? Avada, he has to go and fast that Friday if he took upon himself the Tanis. The question is, should he be Mashlim Tanis, which would mean that into Shabbos he is still fasting, or should he rather finish off the Tanis before Shabbos and not be Mashlim the Tanis? Says Imar Le'av B'yodeh, Matkefreit by Rav Huna, and Rav Huna did not know the answer. Remember that, that's going to be important for the end of the sugya. Rav Huna did not know the answer. So then they took the Shaila, so Lekame de Rav Yehuda. In other words, they moved the Shaila now to Rav Yehuda's Beis Medrash, and he also Le'av B'yodeh, Rav Yehuda also did not know the answer. Again, remember, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda did not know the answer. Amar Rava. So Rava said, Nechazi Anan, let us do our own investigation, our own due diligence, and let's see whether we can figure out the answer. So the Gemara decided, we learned in the Braisa. Tisha B'Av Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, which happens even today quite often, or V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and therefore Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, which also happens quite often, so what do you do on that Shabbos? It's a Shabbos that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Everybody knows we're not going to fast on that Shabbos, but what is the hanhaga for that Shabbos? And similarly, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, we all know that Erev Tisha B'Av, you have special foods that you eat and that you don't eat, especially by the Suda Mafsekis, you only eat pieces of bread, and you dip it into the ash, and you sit on the floor, etc., etc. So what happens now if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and I'm having my quote-unquote, my Suda Mafsekis on Shabbos? He can eat and drink as much as he wants. And he can put on the shulchan just like in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. What's this lashon of Shlomo B'Shatay? So Rashi brings a famous Gemara that the Gemara says elsewhere that at the tail end of Shlomo Melech's Malchus, Ashmedoi, who was the king of the demons, of the Shindalids, he came and he took Shlomo Melech and he removed him from his Kisei HaMalchus. There's a shaila in the Gemara whether Shlomo Melech afterwards reverted and became king again, or that was the end of his kingdom and he never became king once again.
Why was it that they could eat as much as possible because Shabbos is no avelus?
Exactly, Shabbos is no avelus, you can eat as much as you want. Right. Oh, so but now don't get a stomach.
You mean to drink wine?
Wine also. Okay. So why is it that the Litvish Yeshivas, when it came to davening Kabbalah Shabbos, they used to sing Eicho with the Shom of Zohar?
Yeah, but that's not talking about eating and drinking.
Is, there was Avelis and Dinkin, Avelis and Dinkin.
What you said is absolutely correct.
Elitzian, that was it.
Not Elitzian.
Okay, well, Rabbi, we're getting off the sugya. The sugya now is what you can eat and what you can drink, as opposed to what you sing, what you can sing. We'll sing another time. Now it's during Sfira days, we can't sing that much anyway. But anyway, getting back to it, says that Afilu Kisudu Shleim Beshatei, that even when Shleim HaMelech was king, as opposed to when he was deposed from being king, and then he was like a commoner, and obviously he didn't have this major royal feast. So that's why the Gemara uses the expression that he can eat as much as he wants and have a suda, like a suda shlem b'shatay, with 25 different portions and 25 different delicacies.
There's a pusik there, Meluchim, which says how much he
is. You're 100%. Exactly. So now the Gemara continues on. That is, of course, very, very fascinating, but has nothing to do with us. What it has to do with us is chalios Tisha B'Av be'erev Shabbos. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, which cannot happen in today's calendar, but could happen in the good old days? So if Tisha B'Av fell out on Friday, what do you do now? Meaning that Tisha B'Av, of course, normally goes until nightfall, but nightfall is already Shabbos. So says the Braisa, Mevi'in loy kibeya, we should go and bring him a small amount of food like a kibeya. And the Rishash says only a kibeya, not more than a kibeya, a small amount. And he should eat that so that he should not enter into Shabbos when he is be'inui. In other words, you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. If he's going to go and continue fasting into Shabbos, then the first 5-10 minutes of Shabbos, first half an hour, first hour, he's going to be fasting. We don't want that to happen. So therefore, he should not be mashlim his tanis. He should go and eat something before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. We give it to him 3 minutes before Lachzim. He shouldn't go and enter the Shabbos when he is be'inu. And in fact, with Tanya, and I even bring you a raya from a braisa, that Omer Rabbi Yehuda, we were sitting in front of Rabbi Akiva. It was Tisha B'Av on Friday, and it was Samach Lizman Shabbos. And they brought him a Be'ah Migulgeles. What's the Lashon Migulgeles? Rashi says the fourth line, Tzeluya Raka, it was roasted, but it was roasted very softly, whatever that means. In other words, it wasn't hard, it was still soft. It was probably not well roasted. Vigoma, and he swallowed it down, B'loy Melech, without adding any salt to it. And the reason why he didn't want to add salt is because he didn't want this to be a delicacy. Oh, I'm eating something delicious. He ate it, therefore, without salt. It's not as if Rabbi Kiva really wanted to eat. He didn't want to eat. El Haris will tell me the halacha, to go and tell the Talmidim the halacha is that you're not allowed to fast into Shabbos, and therefore you're not mashlim the tanis on Erev Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Kiva did, and that's what Rabbi Kiva said. No. You're supposed to go and fast into Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Tanis continues until after the Zman into Shabbos. Yeah.
It's just mashmah. They were learning on Tisha B'Av.
No, he's describing an event that happened.
This happened on Tisha B'Av itself.
Exactly. So he's telling what the halacha was on Tisha B'Av. He's demonstrating the halacha.
It was not Tisha B'Av when he sat in front of Rabbi Kiva.
He was sitting in front of Rabbi Kiva. Until that point, they were saying kinnis, and now it was 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
The Yishuv usually means they were sitting there in Shia.
We could be. They were sitting in Shia in Eicha, and Medrash Eicha, the Gemara in Gittin, and Bar Kamtza.
Things were a lot of learning.
Excuse me, but I'm puzzled because we have an extraordinary case from Yom Kippur. The time that Tanaim Yom Kippur could fall on Friday. Yom Kippur is a Tanis Deraisa. Why? There. That's really a contention.
Do you have a braisa that talks about?
It was no braisa.
The braisa of Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara had to bring for what it has. If they can't go and invent new braises. Anyway, so Rabbi Kiva was was not mashlim the tanis. Rabbi Yossi says one has to be mashlim the tanis. You have to fast the entire tanis into Shabbos. Okay. Omen Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm going to prove it to you that I am right. What is my proof? What happens if Tisha B'Av doesn't fall out on Friday, but it falls out on Sunday? What do we do in such a case? We don't eat until the very last moment. We stop eating a few minutes earlier to make sure that Chas Shalom we shouldn't go into Tisha B'Av. Now, why do we do that? We're now fasting on Shabbos. That final 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, we're fasting on Shabbos. Amrulai, so they told them, Avol. Like we had a few days ago in the Gemara. Emes, you're right. That's stuck in a minig, that we start the fast a few minutes earlier still on Shabbos. Is Amalam, so the Rabbi Yossi is saying, Mali likonis bakisha ma'una. Mali lotis mi menekishu ma'una. So you agreeing to me that you could start the Tanis a few minutes early on Shabbos, and therefore you're fasting on Shabbos? So why don't you agree with me that you can finish off the Tanis on Shabbos and fast a few minutes into Shabbos? In other words, what's the difference between fasting 5 minutes before the Zman on Shabbos afternoon, or fasting into the Zman, into Shabbos Friday night, after the Tanis is over? And each time we are fasting 5 minutes into Shabbos. Amr Lai, so they told him, how can you compare the two? Im Amris Lotzis Mimena Shari Ochal Vishosa Kola Yom Kulai. The reason why you're allowed to start the Tanis 5 or 10 minutes early on Shabbos itself, because at that time, Baruch Hashem, he is well satiated, well satisfied. He does not feel like he's being misana at all. So there is no inui on that Shabbos. So you can start 5 minutes earlier. When you're talking about that the person fasted on Friday and say continue fasting into Shabbos, he's dying of hunger. Just like all of us at the end of, or at least most of us, at the end of Tisha B'Av, we're all very, very hungry. So this fellow is also very hungry on Shabbos. How can you compare the 5 minutes on Friday to the 5 minutes on Shabbos? That was the dialogue. But bottom line is, what's the halacha? The Amar Ula, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, that mis'ane u'mashlim. So with this, the Gemara is now mashlim the discussion about the shala that was originally asked by Rabba, whether a Barbi Rav can be mashlim the Tanis into Shabbos, or he should stop before Shabbos. And Rabba said, nechsi anlan, let's bring a raya. And the raya is that we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, that mis'ane u'mashlim, so therefore this Talmud should continue fasting into Shabbos like Rabbi Yossi. I was the maisim mit Rabbi Akiva toch yogi gessen, that he ate before the end of the Zman of the Tanis. So on the surface it appears that it's a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi. However, there's a fascinating toisis here on top, that toisis says that apparently Rabbi Yehuda, who told the story, made a mistake. Let's look at the top toisis. The Peter Shabbeinu Chananu Kabbalah biyadeinu Amtacha Kabbalah. Unfortunately, Rabbi Akiva was Nebuch already very frail and old, and Nebuch was Pikuach Nefesh. They told him, okay, you can fast most of Tisha B'Av, but don't be mashlim. You have to eat something. Rabbi Yehuda went and quoted that he wanted to teach the Talmidim halacha that you're not supposed to be mashlim. Rabbi Yehuda loy diktik. He wasn't medactic. The Tosis uses a very nice edel eloshin. Rabbi Yehuda loy diktik. But v'yichoch samach al ma shiro'a v'loy yada ha'ikr al ma osakach. He didn't realize what the real reason was. You see, but this is it's a rare Tosis. The Tosis should go and say something that Rabbi Yehuda had kemach.
I'm interested that it's a small
print. The reason why it's a small print, because you see at the end of the Tosis shantz. So it wasn't the normal regular Tosis in, it was a Tosis shantz. Anyway, Azui Shtei Tuchdo, and then he brings it that year, Thomas was, it was full, and therefore Tisha B'Av came out of Shabbos.
We have a question about, what's his Tosis shantz?
There were, the Gevein Lecha Tosis that you have throughout Shas were usually three, and those are three Einiklach of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, not Rabbeinu HaKadosh, of Rashi HaKadosh. What were the three? You have Rabbeinu Tam, you have the Ri, and you have the Rishbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel. Those are the three Einiklach that you usually quote in 99% of all the Toises. There's occasionally other Toises in. You have the Toises Shans, sometimes you have Toises Riazokin, sometimes you have Toises Yishonim, which are all also from the same Provence, from the same region. Usually later generations, are there additional Toises? The word Toises means additions. So this is the original editions of the first generation, meaning the Einiklach of Rashi. Later generations, they also had Toises Reinu Peretz, Toises Shads. You have a bunch of other later Toises in which are Toises Rashi, exactly. So sometimes they're incorporated, sometimes not. Anyway, bottom line is, according to the Kabbalah Biadena that Toises Shads brings, this was a mistake on the part of Rabbi Yehuda. It wasn't medactic, and really Rabbi Kiva was also maskim that you should be mashlim the Tanis. The only reason why over here, because Nebuch Hamasim to Bikuch Nefesh. Okay, anyway, so Lamaisel, it seems that we've been poshut our Shaila. Frank Gemara, Umi Avdin Rabbi Yosi. Even though Ula says Aloch Rabbi Yosi, do we take a paskin like Rabbi Yosi? Or a minute, I'll ask you a raya from another. This is Bemis and a Mishnah in Mesechtes Tanis. She's on the Mishnah, in Goizen Tanis. When you want to be goizetanis latzibah chasisholim, so do a psatzora that you have to go and be goizetanis, don't do it on Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Via mischilu. However, if they started, ein mafsikin, don't be mafsik. That sounds like that if they started fasting on that day, don't be mafsik, go the entire tanis. Diviram Gamliel, but we'll see in a moment that that's not the pshat, because Omer Meir, Avav Bisha Omer Gamliel, ain mafsikin, even though he said don't be mafsik, but don't be mashlim.
What does that mean?
So what does that mean? Don't be mafsik, in other words, do the whole tanis, but don't be mashlim the whole tanis. Isn't that an inconsistency? So therefore, the ain mafsikin doesn't mean that you shouldn't finish off the tanis. What it means is that the Chachamim know that you're not supposed to be Goy Zetanis on Rish Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. What happens if Chas HaShem there was a Tzora for Klal Yisrael that required them to make a series of Tanesim? So for instance, they said for the next month, every Monday and Thursday for the next month, we're going to go and be Goy Zetanis. So before Mondays, four Thursdays, oh, period of 20 days in a row, 2 months in a row, every Sunday, every Monday, every Tuesday, whatever it happens to be, there was a series. So when they with Goizetanis, they didn't think about the ramifications, especially in the times of Chazal, we didn't know which day was going to be Rosh Chodesh anyway. Everybody assumed that Rosh Chodesh was going to be Wednesday. It turned out that it was Thursday. So anyway, so the point is, don't be Goiz L'chatchil on those days. However, if they were Goizetaka for a series of Tanesim that go over the period of 20 days, a month, or whatever, and then it turned out that one of those days was Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, ain't mafsikim. Don't say, uh-oh, we made a boo-boo, let's not make Katanis. No, you have to make it. You have to fast that day, even though lechatchila they would never have been goyzer tanis on that day. But once they were goyzer, we're ready. It was a kim toros lechatchila lemafrei that it was a tuis. But once they did it, you got to go and fast. See, I'm not making this up. If you look at Rashi v'mischilu, it's about a quarter down the amud v'mischilu. See Rashi about 15 lines in. She'mischilu le'anos chof. What happens if they were goyzer tanis to fast the next 20 or 30 days? Lav dafka every single day, but he means over the next 20 or 30 days you should fast 2 days, 5 days, 10 days, 20 days. Minichlasu behen yimechanika oyrish chodesh, and during the 20 or 30 day period, serange fanli yimechanika oyrish chodesh, then ein mafsikin, you should fast on that day, because b'diyevin, once you were goyzer tanis, you're stuck with it. And you gotta go and fast on rish chodesh, or on Chanukah or Purim, Divram Gamliel. Says Rameyan, Ava Bishom Ram Gamliel, in Mafsikin, even though Ram Gamliel said, yes, you're supposed to fast on that day, Bidiyevid, you gotta fast, but he still agreed. Shein Mashlimu, we're not Mashlim the Tanis, we stopped the Tanis before the end of the day. Okay, none of that is really related to what we're talking about. The Ikar is V'chein B'Tisha B'Av Shechol Yois Be'erev Shabbos. The same thing applies if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday. What is the same thing that we just said? Ein Mashlim, and that we are not Mashlim, which is against what Rabbi Yossi said a moment ago, right? Rabbi Yossi said Mesanu Mashlim. V'Amar Ula Halacha Ki Rabbi Yossi Mesanu Mashlim. We see Ram Gamliel said, or Ram Meir said, Mishem Ram Gamliel, that Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Shabbos, we are not Mashlim. Okay, so maybe we don't paskin like that. Oh, Betanya, But then we have another brisa. Acham tiras hishel Ram Gamliel, because we're talking about Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel passed away. Nechlas Rabbi Yeshua lehofer es devarov. Rabbi Yeshua now wanted to countermand what Ram Gamliel had previously paskind. Meaning, Ram Gamliel had previously paskind that one should not be mashlim, and Rabbi Yeshua felt that that was incorrect, that one should be mashlim the tanis into Shabbos. And if you remember, Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were they were adversaries at times, and that's why Ram Gamliel put Rabbi Yeshua in his place, if you remember, and then the whole Olam got angry, and they were Mesalik Ram Gamliel from his Nesias, and they appointed Blaz Ben Azariah, etc. He had the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Brachas. Anyway, says Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were contemporaries, and they were also from time to time adversaries in certain halachas. So Rabbi Yeshua, after the Petir of Ram Gamliel, wanted to go and change the halacha. As Amr Yochanan ben Nuri Araglav, so Yochanan ben Nuri stood up, the Omar, Chazi ano ti basa reisha gufa azul. I see that basa reisha, reisha means our roish, meaning after agodel hador, which was Ram Gamliel, gufa azul, Klal Yisrael has to follow in the footsteps of our roish, meaning of the fallen Ram Gamliel who never has passed away. So continue on Reichem Nuri. Kol Yom Shal Ram Gamliel Kavana Alocha Kim Moisai. Throughout Ram Gamliel's lifetime, we always paskin like him, and therefore we were not mashlem the Tanis if it came out on Fridays. Achshav you now, Rabbi Yeshua, at Mavakish Levatel Dvarav Yeshua Ein Shem Lecha Shikvar Nikva Halacha Kram Gamliel. The Halacha like Ram Gamliel that we are not mashlem the Tanis. And nobody in him in that era in that door would stand up to go be ma'ar and to disagree with what Rabbi Yeshua with what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, and therefore he said we have to continue the halacha like Ram Gamliel, like in his days we have to continue it today. Anyway, so that's the end of the kasha. So what's the kasha? We said a moment ago that Ula says we pass like Rabbi Yossi. And Vosak Rabbi Yossi, Misanu Mashlim. And here we see that in the times of Ram Gamliel, and even post Ram Gamliel, they said very, very strongly that we pass like Ram Gamliel, that you're not Mashlim. So how's the halacha? Is the halacha like Rabbi Yossi? Is the halacha like Ram Gamliel? Make up your mind. Everything Gemara, B'dosh Ram Gamliel, Avik Ram Gamliel. As long as Ram Gamliel was alive, they talk of passing like Ram Gamliel. That you're not mashlim the tanis, but after Ram Gamliel passed away, the Torah Rabbi Yosi, who was in a later generation, Ovid Ki Rabbi Yosi the Taka changed, Klai Yisro changed the minig, and they passed on like Rabbi Yosi that one is misana umashlim into Shabbos.
In other words, in the time right after he died, they still did that. Later on, time of Rabbi Yosi, that's what he said.
Ah, does exactly.
It's so ironic that one of the contentions between Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Gamliel.
Yom Kippur, which day?
Yom Kippur on Friday.
Right. Yom Kippur on Friday, or just Yom Kippur general?
I think it was a Friday.
I don't think he was just in general when Yom Kippur falls out this year, whether it falls out on Monday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. He says on the day that you say is Yom Kippur, you should come to me, Maklib, Tarmila, etc. Look it up, but I don't think it was a Friday. Okay, whatever. Yes, Rabbi Cohen, yes.
When do you apply the prince of Kavahu Hazokan?
It's a good question. In other words, from our Gemara, it's the Mashmah Nisha.
You have places there that, you know, that they had certain men of them, and they said, leave them alone.
Exactly. It's like a Gemara law.
Sure.
I understand that. So somebody paskin, so why do you override them?
So
when do you apply the principle?
I don't know, but I can tell you the Sanhedrin certainly had the kayak to do it.
Sanhedrin, exactly. Yes, but not an individual.
Not you personally.
Okay, hold it all right.
Yeah, we have to remember that at that time there was no Shulchan Aruch yet. So halacha was still evolving, if you will. So the time of Ram Gamliel, he was the Gadol Hador, and everybody passed like Ram Gamliel. And later generation, they passed like Rabbi Yossi. And bear in mind that this psak of Rabbi Yossi, L'choyre, is a chumrah compared, not that they were mekel, they were machmeh. In other words, that Ram Gamliel said, you can end the Tanis before Shabbos, right. And he said, no, you have to finish the ganze Tanis, even though it's an Inui, people are still fasting, you can continue it into Shabbos.
Because when they asked about the Paschal, I think about checking food,
yes,
to Tloyim. So he said the Kavahar Gezokin.
Okay. Zephi.
So he applies it.
So why didn't Rabbi Yossi apply this too?
I don't know.
I don't know when to use it. Anyway, so we continue on now. So anyway, you've just established at the time of Rabbi Gamliel that the minig was that they were not mashlim the Tanis. Rabbi Gamliel. You're telling me that even in the generation of Gamliel, they paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. But Tanya, I'll show you that even in Rabbi Gamliel's side, they didn't follow Rabbi Gamliel. Where do we see that? Rabbi Luzer, Rabbi Tzudik. Ani mibnei Sanav ben Binyamin. I'm one of the children, one of the Einiklach of Sanav ben Binyamin. There's the Sanav ben Binyamin. So, those of you who remember from Masechtas Tanis, the Gemara says Masechtas Tanis, that there were a bunch of Mishpochis in Klal Yisrael, that when they built the second base of Migdish, they were Menadav Eitzim on that day for the Marocha. Because they were Menadav Eitzim on that day, then the Chachamim said, you know what, because you've been so gracious and so generous for all generations going forward, that day will always be your day to bring Anti Menadav the Eitzim, and that day for you will be a private yom for your mishpacha. So Sanav ben Binyamin, his mishpacha brought the Eitzim on Yud Av, meaning the day after Tisha B'Av, and therefore for all generations they had that day as their yontif for certain purposes. Okay, so now Reb Luz Reb Tzudik tells us a story that he was from that mishpacha of Sanav ben Binyamin, and they had the minute always to go and bring the Eitzim on Yud B'Av, and therefore was a yontif. Is Pamachas Chol Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Shabbos B'Dochinu Li'Achar HaShabbos. Obviously, this happens from time to time. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and now Tisha B'Av falls out now on my Yontif, on my Yud B'Av. So Vosom Yetzton. On the one hand, the Chacham said I got to go and fast Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, they gave me this Yontif for our Mishpocha. So therefore, says Reb Luzer Ratzudek, this Aninu Boy, we taka started fasting on that day together with Klal Yisrael, but we were not mashlam the Tanis. In other words, we stopped the Tanis before the end of the day. Because we were the carbon eitzim for that day, therefore we were not mashlam. Okay. Says the Gemara, I can medayik from that, Tama the Yontif. It was only in that year where Tisha B'Av was a nidcha and it came out on Sunday, then he says we weren't mashlim. Is a erev yontif mashlimin? What happens if it happens on erev yontif? Then we are mashlim. What does he mean that if it's on erev yontif that we are mashlim? That if the yontif falls out taka on the regular yud of Tisha B'Av is always the day before. What about that situation? Tisha B'Av l'mushal fell out on Tisha B'Av on Sunday. Yud B'Av was on Monday. When did they start the Tanis? Of course, they started Matzah Shabbos. Ganz Klal Yisrael fast until Sanday night. What about the Sanav ben Binyamin people? Did they also fast not only Sanday night? In other words, not only on Sunday like everybody else, but into the night, into their yontif? Or do they say, no, we cannot allow for the people that are being misana on Sunday to fast into Sunday night, because it's a chunzer yontif, and you're not allowed to fast on chunzer yontif. So the only thing that bothered them was the occasional nidche situation when Tisha B'Av fell out on Yud B'Av because it was nidche. But in a regular year, this wasn't the problem. Why isn't it a problem every single year? Every single year, you should have to go and say, the Sanav ben Binyamin people should say, we would never mashlam the Tanis of Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av would go into it, overlap the beginning of our Yud B'Av, and therefore we always made sure to break our fast right before Yud B'Av, so that it shouldn't stare our Yontif. They didn't talk about that. Aha, okay, so what do we see from this? We see that when it comes to an inyan of Shabbos or Yontif, we are Mashlim, and therefore the Sanav ben Binyamin people said, every single regular year, the Tisha B'Av went into our Yontif of Yud B'Av, and we fasted, because you are Mashlim, even though it's Shter our Yontif. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say, so I see even in the times of Rav Gamliel. Of course, Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik lived in the times of Rav Gamliel. Even at that time, we see that they were Mashlim Atanis into Yontif. You said now in the times of Rav Gamliel that they were not Mashlim. I see that they were Mashlim every single time. And so we see even in the times of Rav Gamliel. Every day Gemara Omra. Then a shani on the shul devrayim. Mitoshim esanim boy shoyis mashlimim boy arviyoyis. How can you compare the Yondashel Devraim, this Yontif of the Sanav ben Binyamin, the Korban Eitzim, these private Yom Tovim? It talks about Sanav by Shoyes, since I see that we allow for a Tanis Shoyes. Tanis Shoyes means in the case when Tisha B'Av is Nidcha and it falls out on their Yud Av on that Sunday, we just said now that they are not Mashlim. that they stop the Tanis early and they don't finish it off, right? V'loy hishlamnu. So that's what the Gemara calls a Tanis Shois, meaning that we didn't finish off the Tanis. Since we didn't finish off the Tanis, so we see Mashlimin boy Arvios. That's why they were Mashlim the day before the Erev when it comes into the Tanis. Shabbos, however, ain't Mesana boy Shois. Shabbos, of course, is no such thing as Tanis Shois. We're not Mesana at all. Ain't Mashlim boy Arvios. So therefore, if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Friday, we wouldn't be Mashlim because we don't allow for fasting even 5 or 10 minutes into Shabbos. So bottom line, what the Gemara means to say is that in the times of Gamliel, Avada, they were not Mashlim if Tisha B'Av fell out on Friday. Aye, how come then if Tisha B'Av falls out on Erev Yud B'Av by the Sana B'Minyamin, they did fast into Yud B'Av? That's not a problem, because just like the Mesanin Shois, they allow for Tanis for part of their Yontiv, so therefore the Tanis can go and foot Aran into the Yontiv Aran. That's not a kasha on Rav Gamliel, because that not talking, you can't compare the private Yontiv to a regular Shabbos. Anyway, so you see we had a long discussion, but going back to the way the Gemara feared us before, the Gemara said, Halach is Kereb Yosi. V'Oma'ula Halach Kereb Yosi. So now says the Gemara that Omer of Yosef, Rav Yosef is now giving a shir, and he's saying, L'Shemili Oshemaitza, I didn't hear this Halacha of Ula being Kaveh, the Halacha in the name of Rav Yosi. And as we know, we have this throughout Shas many times, that unfortunately Rav Yosef B'Seif Yomav became sick, and he forgot some of his learning. So Omer Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, you said Lo Shemir Li Yoshemaitze At Amris Nilon, you taught it to us V'yaha Amris Nilon, and you taught it to us in explaining the following Mishnah, which we quoted earlier on the Amid. What did it say earlier in the Amid? And goes in Tanis Aletzib Rosh Chodoshim, and not on Chanukah, and not on Purim. V'yemischilo Eimavsikin Deviram Gamliel, and Amr Meir Av Bisham Gamliel Eimavsikin, but Moide She'ein Mashlimin. And then at the end of that, it says V'chein. The same thing applies to Tisha B'Av Shechol Liyos Be'erev Shabbos, which L'Chayim means Ein Mashlimin. V'amrinan Allah, and then when we learn the Shir, you Rav Yosef taught us that Amr V'Yehuda Amr Av. This is Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Zu divra Meir, she'om mishum Ram Gamliel. That Mishnah that you just quoted now, that's Ram Meir talking in the name of Ram Gamliel, that even though ain't mafsikin, moide she'ain mashlimin. Aval chachamim moimim, misane u'mashlim. That you are misane, and you are mashlim, de ganze tainis. Just like Rav Yosi said, and just like Ula Paskin in the name of Rav Yosi, this is what you taught us when we learned that shir. Now, when it says in the Gemara Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav that Abba Chacham Oim Misanu Mashlim, Freit the Gemara on which part of the Mishnah is Rav Yehuda Amar Rav commenting? Is he commenting on the first part where it says that Ein Goyzim Tal Tzatzib Rosh Chadoshim Mechanek Bepurim, says Rav Meir in the name Rav Gamliel that he's Moidish Ein Mashlim? Is it on that part that he said Abba Chacham Oim Misanu Mashlim? But what about the next part? V'chein b'tisha b'av shechol liyos b'erev Shabbos when tisha b'av falls out on Friday, where Reb Meir in the name of Reb Gamliel said that we're not mashlim. Is it on that too that the Chacham said misane u'mashlim? So freitimar my love, when Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said that that prior Mishnah was Reb Meir b'shem Reb Gamliel, av the Chacham hol misane u'mashlim, isn't he going on the entire Mishnah, which means not only the Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, but also the end of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says v'chein, the same thing applies to Tisha B'Av shechol liyos b'erev Shabbos, that you misane u'mashlim. Every more loy a Chanukah Purim is consigned that the Chum only hold Misanu Mashlim when you're talking about Chanukah Purim, which of course are Dirabbanans. But if you're talking about fasting on Friday, where the Tisha B'Av is going to go into Shabbos, Efshanish, maybe the Chum don't hold that way. Rish Chodesh is the din of fasting, and Rish Chodesh is Dirabbanan. You have to bring kabbonis on Rosh Chodesh, but there's no Isra fasting min haTorah. So Timur Hachinam Mistavet, I'll bring you a raya that Muzdoch Zayin Depshat. Why Muzdoch Zayin Depshat? This all kedai techakulu. If you're going to tell me that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav is referring to all the halachas, including to Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Shabbos. Let's go back to the beginning of the sugya. Remember, we started off the sugya that Rabba was in the besmedish of Rav Huna, and he asked Rav Huna, Rabbi say, what's the halacha legabe a babe Rab? The Yossi b'tanisim amali shabse, is he mashlim? Yes or no? And Rav Huna loy have biyada, he said ich weiß nicht. And then they asked Rav Yehuda, and he says loy have biyada ich weiß nicht. What do you mean ich weiß nicht? This is the same Rav Yehuda now. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, zu divrei Rav Meir, ava chacham moim misanu mashlim. If you're telling misanu mashlim is even going on the final case of Tisha B'Av shechol yoyis be'erev Shabbos, so what Rav Yehuda say loy have biyada? Ich weiß doch yeah. I know in the name of Rav that you're misanu mashlim. Is l'choyra raya that this is only going on the first part of the Mishnah, on the Rish Chodesh Chanukah Purim. It's not going on the case of Shabbos. Haboy minei Rav mirav Yehuda v'loy pasha lei. So if you mar, no, doesn't nishka zash starki raya. Why not? V'litamich, let me ask you back. Hod the Dorish marzutra mishmeid Rav Huna. We haven't even gotten to that Marzutra Mishmei Rav Huna. If you skip ahead 5 or 6 lines, you'll see those are the last 2 lines of our perek. Dorish Marzutra Mishmei Rav Huna, halacha misanu mashlim, u'mashlimin. The obvious question is, what do you mean that Marzutra says in the name of Rav Huna that you misanu mashlim? That's how we started off the Gemara. Rabbi said we mismedish Rav Huna lehab biyade. All of a sudden, by the end of the sugi, Rav Huna wakes up. Yichveis yach. Man, what happens? Will the real Rav Huna please stand up? It's not that Rav Huna had some sort of amnesia, meaning that initially Rav Huna Taka didn't know the halacha, and then subsequently Rav Huna went through the Gant Shas Med Boskim, went through all the Chivas Reb Kivayge and Chivas Chasam Soifer, went through all the Rambams, and finally he came up, he said, Ah, Ichaltech Mesanu Mashlim, and after he said that, then Marzutra said, Mishmei Rav Huna. It's Ochanami, the same thing applies to Rav Yehuda. Hamikam Disham, in other words, initially Rav Yehuda Taka said, Lehabi Yodet Nishkevus, Shbeter Atiyah, Labas Disham, who did he hear from? He heard from Rav, and reviewed on Rav, that the Loch is Mesanu Mashlim. Anyway, so we don't have a concrete clear-cut raya, what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav was referring to, whether he's referring to only the Rish Chodesh Chanukah Purim, that Misanu Mashlim, or is even referring to the case of Tisha B'Av that fell out on Friday, maybe there too he's Misanu Mashlim. Why initially Lehab B'Yodin? Because initially he didn't know, and later on he heard B'Shem Rav, and he did know. Anyway, fine, but what's Halacha?
If he heard B'Shem Rav, he would have said the person...
He says, Omer Yehuda Omer Rav.
I mean, originally, Rav was gone already when they asked him.
But he didn't hear B'Shem Rav. In other words, he went to all the other Talmidim, Rabbi Sai. He goes, listen, Rabbi, me gefreit, ashveri shayla, and ich weiß nicht, gedenkt der Epis, was it, the Heilige Rebbe had gesagt. And then a few of the Talmidim say, yo, don't you remember, Rav? It was a snowy day, you missed the Shia that day because it was a big snow, 3 feet, you couldn't make it to the Smedish.
He doesn't say
B'Shem,
he says,
Omer Yehuda Omer Rav. Okay, anyway, getting back to that. Gemara, bottom line is, Dorish Mazut Mishmed Rav Huna, Halacha Misanin Umashlimen, you are Mashlim. So in other words, if a person fasts on Friday, whether it's Tisha B'Av, or he takes upon himself a private Tanis, Shteto Halacha Misanin Umashlimen. Now, one second. Now, even in the Misanin Umashlimen, now there's a big Machloikis HaMeforshim, what does that mean? Does that mean that he should be mashlim, or that he can be mashlim? And that's the top toises. The hilchasa misanu mashlim pirush im yirtza lahashlim deshori lahashlim tabayuhu im shori lahashlim oilai. In other words, when we go back to the original shaila, we're not even sure what the shaila was when he asked in the barbe rab that's fasting on Friday, should he be mashlim or not? The question is, what do you mean? Is he allowed to be mashlim, or should he be mashlim? Because even though the Gemara fears those by himself, halach misanu mashlimin, on the surface that sounds like that if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Friday, that one should be mashlim into Shabbos. So not that you should. If you want to, you can be. You're not being oyver hilcha Shabbos. But if you don't want to, then you don't have to be mashlim. But of course, other toisim disagree, other mafarshim disagree, and even the next shtikl toisim, the Toys of Shant, that the doctor's so fond of. Umayri Amar, you continue on right after the Tosis. Umayri Amar li b'shem Rav Yedidya tafil Rav Yosi loy palig el diyachal. The Yochel Lahashlem, Miu Gam Rabbi Yosi Moedim, Im Ene Roitel Lahashlem, Harishus Biyodai. Rabbi Yuda Omar, Os Lahashlem. Nearly. So you see that there's a whole discussion of whether you're, when the Gemara says Mesanu Mashlem, whether that means you're allowed to be Mashlem, or whether you have to be Mashlem. Nowadays, of course, Tisha B'Av does not fall out on Fridays. The only time that we have a Tanis on Fridays is Asura B'Tavis, and even that is a very rare type of thing. And the minig is that we are Mesana and we are Mashlem into Shabbos, even though you're not supposed to fast in Shabbos, but the Gemara Paskins like Mesanu Mashlem, and not like Tosis says Im Yirtzel Hashlem, we in fact are mashlim into Shabbos.
What's the difference between Purim and Shabbos?
What does it mean between Purim and Shabbos? Purim, you put on masks and you give shlachmunis. Shabbos, mes, kegel, and chulin. There are a number of differences.
Isn't it same Iser? Same level of Iser?
No, because you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. Shabbos is a dear Iser. You're supposed to carl the Shabbos oinig. You're supposed to eat and drink and be merry on Shabbos. Purim is the Rabban.
That's the Rabban also. The course of Shabbos oinig is the Rabban.
Curse
the
Shabbos. That's not true.
It may not be on the same level of the written in the Torah Shabbosav, but it's higher than the level of Purim. Anyway, Hanulach Bachom Arvin.
Because even though Shabbos, this may be the Rabbana, but Shabbos is the rice, the Ikka Shabbos is the
rice. Ikka Shabbos is the rice. And that everybody agrees to. Fine. And we start the new Mishnah, Zogdi Mishnah Vaita. In the previous perek, we spoke about the inyan of a Ruvei Tchumen. And we continue into the inyan of Eruvit Chumen. Aha. Mishoy Tziu Nochem Eruach Ra. Avad, you're not allowed to go outside of your Tchum Shabbos. What happens if you were schlepped out of your Tchum Shabbos? Who schlepped you? Either Nochem Goyim, Eruach Ra, or Nebuch, the person became Nebuch Hashtikol, temporarily insane. And as Rashi says, Shenichnas Boy Shindalid. Rashi Mistama Lav Dafka Shindala means that the person began, Rashi said, Nitra for Data, he wants it right, and therefore he didn't even realize what he's doing. He went beyond the Tchum. So what happens now? Ein loy ele dal Ramas, you only get 4 Amas. That's it, boys. You cannot go outside of your 4 Amas for the rest of Shabbos. But what happened? Hechsi Ruhu. What happens if either the Goyim or the Ruach Ra brought him back within his Tchum? It's like you would say, Ayotzev Nichnes. He left the Tchum, but he went back into the Tchum. Not from his own free volition, but because in both cases, Nochem Ruach Ra, the Kilo Yotzev. Then he goes back to square one, and therefore he has his normal, regular Tchum Shabbos, as if he had never left in the first place. Now what happens if Michuli Iracheris? What happens if the Nochem or the Ruach Ra schlepped him to a different city? Or Nosnu Badir Oybisaya, they went and put him into some enclosed area. How much does he have now? The Mishnah said he only has Dalaramis. But now that he's in another city or Dir Asaya, now we have already a Machlois. Then you can go the entire city or the entire Dir Besoyar, because that's considered to be like your Dalaramis. Your enclosed area is like a Gansa Dalaramis. You only get Dal Ramas and that's it. You don't get 1 inch more. Even though you're in a city with walls, you have to stay within your Dal Ramas. So now the Gemara tells us. Remember, we had a machlokes from Gamliel, Rabbi Ben Azariah, and a Bishuv Rabbi Akiva. Samasa was a story. Shebo mi Paldreisen. Paldreisen is the name of a place. The Fliga Svinosim Bayam. And they were traveling on Shabbos on a Svina. People are going to wonder, how can you travel on a Svina on Shabbos? Remember, if you start off 3 days before, I got to Geshef, and it was Kasher Vamasa, they're on a Svina Bayam, and the Svina went more than 2,000 Amis away from Shur, meaning from his Tchum. So the question is, what do you do now? I'm going to leave it. Holchu Eskula. Against Shabbos, they walked back and forth the entire length and breadth of the ship, even though they're beyond the Tchum. Why do they do that? They hug like Lishitasam, that as long as there are machitzas around it, and ships and boats by definition have machitzas arum and arum, so therefore, just like if he would have landed in an Ir Acheres, or Dir V'Soyar, he has Mahalach Eskula. Here he's inside a Svina, Mahalach Eskula. They stayed in their place. The ones to be machmir. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean they wanted to be machmir? That's their halacha. Gemara was going to talk about that tomorrow. The day.
Somebody comes off a plane on Shabbos.
That's the next case. Next case. They were traveling, and when did they enter? Yeah, they entered into the Namal. Namal means the port. Even today in Eretz Yisrael, they call Namal Tufa or Namal Yam, the ports that they have. Anyway, they didn't get into the Namal until it was already Shabbos. Aha. In other words, that this boat or this ship was traveling on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it was already Friday night, and the boat is still continuing to travel, and it finally gets into port, Ichmai, a half an hour after Shkia or after Tzeisek Chavim, and now all of these Yidden that are there, ask them Gamliel, Amrul Gamliel, Ma Onu Leirit, can we get off of the boat? Meaning that assuming that the boat was more than 2,000 amas away from the port at the time that Shabbos started, so at Bein HaShemashis, we were the marshal 3,000, 4,000 amas away, that was our Kinyan Shvisa, we couldn't go there for more than our Tchum Shabbos. Our Tchum Shabbos would be 2,000 amas in each direction from wherever the boat was, and this port, they assumed, was 3,000 amas away. So, are we allowed to leave the ship? Are we stuck on the ship the entire Shabbos? We only have these four amas, or according to Malil, you had the whole boat, but not more than that. Yes, you can get off the boat. Shekvar Yisim Mistakel. I was watching at the time of Bein HaShemashis. I looked at where we were situated, and I looked at where the port was. And I saw that we were already within 2,000 amis before we landed. So from Bein HaShemashis until now, over the last half hour, we've gone through only 1,800 amis, not more than 2,000 amis. So therefore, we are allowed to walk outside. Are we allowed to get off the boat? Because we're still within our Tchum Shabbos.
But if not, then you would.
I'm sorry?
If not, then you would.
If not, you would not be allowed to. You'd have to stay on the boat.
The Mishnah?
That's what the Mishnah is telling
us. Don't we already know that?
Didn't even know what.
If you were outside the Tchum and you came there on
the Gemara is telling us a Maserav. Now, the Gemara is going to talk about how did a Gamliel say, Hayisi Mistakel? How did he know? Did he have a telescope? Did he have a microscope? Did he have binoculars? Me'achem, we'll see that in the Gemara, not tomorrow, but on Shabbos Kodesh, the Gemara is going to talk about it.
I'm sure we obviously paskin that you can walk around the whole book.
I don't know.
And people that are quizzed on Shabbos, I assume that they're going to move it around the Tchum.
They buy the
Kenyan
with the captain of the ship.
Okay, so trouble still, but you travel
outside. I suggest any halachas lamais you should ask a competent Orthodox rabbi, and we go to the it has to be Orthodox, and preferably should be ultra Orthodox. So the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Since we spoke about the person being schlepped away by Ruach Ra, we go off a little bit on a tangent, abyssal into Agarta. So Gimel Dvar Mavirus Odom Al Datay Al Das Koine. Three things can make a person Nebuch be mav. In other words, Chas V'Sholom, then Fakrochen, go off the proper road. What are the three things? Elohein Oivdi Kachovim, the Goyim, they can go on Chas V'Sholom, force a person to go against his will and against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'Ruach Ra, Nebuch, if the person becomes a Shtikl insane, the Dikduke Anias. Dikduke Anias means that the person becomes not poor, but very poor. So poor that Nebuch, Ibevet Fadreit, he goes Nebuch and Gantzen Berserk, he goes Meshikah. Why does the Gemara waste time with a brayser to tell us the things which are kind of obvious? Yeah, Nebuchad Berzer said right, Nebuchad said right. So what do you have to tell us this? That you should know that don't think that these things are totally irreversible. So do an aitza. What's the aitza? Medavka in zung tilim, and you have to be mispalel that the goyim zol chuplazen and the ruach rosh loves up and the dikti anias that a person should become an oisher again. He should have a panasa. So you can go and be boy rach milay. Now gimel ein roim pnei gehenim. The three people that on this world that they suffer so much that they're suffering worse than gehenim. They don't have to go into gehenim after 120. Who are these people? Ve'elein, Tiktuk Yanias, Nebuch, people that are so poor, Nebuch, they go around begging in the streets, and I'm gunished. Ve'cholim Ayin, those people that are suffering terribly from Cholim Ayin. Ve'harashis. Now, what exactly harashis? Rashi says, Mishi Yesh Leinoshin, a person that has a lot of creditors that are banging down the doors and putting terrible pressure. Yanko, when are you going to pay? When are you going to pay? They call him 24 hours a day in the middle of the night. Malosin Neshot, Nebuch, Sagehen of Develt. That's why Rashi learns. Toises, however, disagrees. You'll see the second Toises brings Rabbeinu Chananel that this is Oil Malchus Oivdei Kechovim. The Roshus means over here the government, that the government is an oppressing government that is constantly being goyzer new gezeiros against Klal Yisrael. So that's, if a person never has all of that oppression and all those tzaris, Geteran direct in Gan Eden, he doesn't go into Gehenna. So those are the three. The Yesh Amrim, and then there's a fourth pshat, Af Mishi Yesh La Ishara, a person that has a wife, as Nebuch has a Machshaifa, Nebuch a Ganze Leib, and Nebuch a Leib to Gehenna, so therefore, La'achem Evesim, he gets an exemption from going to Gehenna. Now the question is, why only the Yesh Amrim hold that way? Why does the Tanakama also hold that way? The Idach, Ishara, Mitzvah Lagarsha, he said, Avdei Mistachtu Anaitze. The other three, it's not easy. Diktuki Aniyas, Avadi, you can say, Tilim Aganza, Tukin Aganza Nacht. But sometimes Rabbeinu Shalolim won't say yes. He'll listen to your Tvilas, but he don't always say yes. Same thing, Cholim Me'ayim Barashas. But Ishara, that's Biyadai. A Gitach Aget and Shalom Yisrael, and he'll marry somebody else. He doesn't have to suffer his life. The idach was halt the yesh amrim zimnim the kuzavasim meruba. It's easy to say I give a get. Not so simple. Sometimes they accept $1 million and he chanishka $1 million. So he can't give a get. Or inami is lebanamina lematzim megarishla. He has kids and he's got to go and take care of the kids. He can't go both to Parnas and take care of the kids at the same time. And apparently didn't have Polish agoitis or Spanish agoitis to take care of the kids at that time. So I have no choice. And nobody's going to want to marry me. I have 12 children. Somebody's going to go marry me. So therefore he's stuck. Okay. Nochem afraid to mind off. Why does the Gemara tell us all of this? The Kabbalah may have, says Rashi, that if you want this taka to be a kapara, not to have to go into Gehenna, then you have to go me makabalat yisirim shalahava. Say Rabbi Shalom, it's taka yisirim, but I thank you for these yisirim, so that I should go and be have a kapara, not to go into Gehenna after 120. Shloi shemaisik shehim misaprin. Three types of people die when they're still talking. Now, Rashi says, we don't mean that they're actually talking. They could be that they're quiet. We mean that even if they're full of life, that they're able to talk. There are a lot of people, Rahman al-Islan, shortly before they pass away, they're so weak, they can't open their mouth, they can't talk. So the Kishayim Misapra means even when they're in the prime of their life, that they're able to talk and give speeches and shiurim and all the rest, unfortunately, they pass away. Which are these three? Ve'ilin cholim yayin, a person that never has a chronic disease, never cholim yayin, never he can pass away at any time. Ve'chayim means a mother who is in childbirth. As we know, in the good old days, unfortunately, it was quite frequent. Even we have by Rochel Imenu, passed away when she was giving birth to Binyamin. Ve'hadroikin. Hadroikin, says Rashi, is some cholim mitoich hapeh. A choyle that comes from the mouth. Presumably it's some sort of respiratory type of disease. Anyway, these types of things can happen in any given moment. Why does the Gemara have to tell us this, that even the mesaprim, even those people that seem to be healthy, can pass away suddenly? To go and prepare, Rashi says, to prepare tachrichim. But the Mefarshim say Rashi doesn't mean dafke tachrichim. He means to say that we know there's a famous chazal that a person should be shoyv yoyim echel ofnei misasai. These people that think that they're in the prime of their life, I'm mesaper, mechred, ichtu, ichkei, ichmach. If you have one of these three problems, bear in mind it can happen at a split instant. Always do tshuva because you never know chas v'shalom when the Malach HaMavis is going to strike. Okay.
You have to prepare shrouds for people while they're still alive.
Wait, the Germans used to do it. Yeah. The German community, they used to buy tachrichim when they got married.
And they wore it at the chasana.
A friend of mine told me.
Some people wear a kittel under the chuppah, no? They
no, he told me his parents had it. I don't know when they got it there, but he said when his father got married.
While they were alive, they well.
Some of them wear talaysim under the chuppah, too.
That's the present that way.
Okay, let's go on back. Anyway, so we got off a little bit on a tangent for the Indian of, because we spoke about Ruach Ra, we spoke a bit of Agaritza, now we go back to our Mishnah. So if a person knew that he's going beyond the Tchum Shabbos, then according to everybody, you only get four Amos. You don't have this Kula, you only have the four Amos. Pay to more Pshita. We said in our Mishnah that he was forced out, he only has four. Yotzeladas, the Chavad. So Nachman Mishmuel didn't have to tell us that halacha. We had this, by the way, a case like this about 10 years ago in our bungalow colony, where it was terrible traffic on the Palisades. I don't think it was in the... Yeah, it was a separate story. But this was on the Palisades. And there was... Why was the traffic? Because there was an accident. And people were backed up from exit 7. And our bungalow colony is in the Monroe, which is just right after the Palisades. In other words, after you finish Palisades, you get to, you go with the 6, Harriman, yeah, whatever, Sinishvite. So this person, there was one person that was missing from Shul on Friday night, and he was in Shul Shabbos morning, and people said that he left his car there on the shoulder in the middle of the whatever, and he walked all the way from exit 7 all the way to us on Shabbos. So everybody said, oh, can you imagine him? Yeah, he didn't want Shabbos, he walked all the way. Anyway, the Ruf told him that he had to stay in the Besmedesh the entire Shabbos, and he can't even go home. Why can't he go home? Because since he was Yoitz Ladas, even though it was Takab Derech Oynez, he looked it up in Shulchan Aruch, he didn't need to look it up, he knew it. Anyway, he said, you only have your Dalet Amos, but your Dalet Amos is the whole Besmedesh, because it has Machitzas, so you can go and stay here, but you can't go out the entire Shabbos from there. So in fact, his family had to go and bring the whole meal, and they had with him in Besmedesh, etc. And he had to put his head down in Besmedesh, he couldn't go back to bed, etc., etc. After that, in a famous bungalow colony up in the mountains, they said on Sunday that they heard that our roof from our bungalow colony is Azah Grisa Machmir. He put a knas on such a person, told him, from now on you should never ever go and leave so late on Erev Shabbos, and therefore I can't see you, you have to stay inside the Besmedesh in your four Amos, you're not allowed to go back to your bungalow. So they interpreted this as if he's penalizing him, when really he was telling him the halacha is if you went beyond your Tchum Shabbos, you can't go more than your Dalet.
So that guy just forgot the din and that was it?
Either he didn't know, or he didn't want to stay with his car the entire Shabbos. He certainly couldn't travel on Shabbos, and what he's going to do, he's going to fast. We just said, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, right? Even if you fast from Erev Shabbos, can you be mashlim or whatever? And he probably felt him, who knows, Ganovim, there'll be Rotschim, it was Vaisich. Anyway, what should he have done? Maybe he should have gone to a local gas station and sat there the whole Shabbos. Maybe he should have gone to a local hotel within the Tchum. Whatever.
That's what you should ask your Maitre. What should you really do?
That I give you his phone number. You can call him right after the Shia. That's certainly we shouldn't leave late on Erev Shabbos. That's
it. It wasn't built up at all there around. It couldn't be part of the same city. And you have to say that thing.
Right. Anyway, whatever the Mas Joy Kachoya, the Allah Shalas, I'm afraid. The more yes, so Ella, we're on the first wide line. We're reinterpreting what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said. He didn't say Yotz L'dasin L'dalet Amos, that's a double pshit. Ella, Ema, what did he say? Chaza L'dasin L'dalet Amos. What happens if a person went outside the Tchum Al Yidei Nochrim or Al Yidei Ruach Ra? We said in our Mishnah, Engli Ella Dalet Amos, and you're not allowed to go back in the Tchum. What happens if he went back into the Tchum? He didn't accomplish anything because he still only has Dalet Amos. That's also L'chayra our Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah, Echzeru Nochrim, if the same Nochrim that took him out, if they brought him back in again, Ki Lo Yotza, Izach Mash Echzeru Hu, the Ki Ilu Lo Yotza, Aval Hoitziyuhu, Nochrim, L'chazel L'das, Ein Le'ala Dalar Amis. So if I to what Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel T.I. Abtagroi Zechidish, I can medayik that from my Mishnah. Ela Eima Pshat Zazai. What they really said, Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel said is, Yotza L'das. If he went out of his Chum Shabbos, he went beyond the Tchum. And the Nochrim did him a toiva, and they brought him back into the Tchum. You're only stuck with Dalet Amos. And that our Mishnah L'chayda doesn't address. No! The Mishnah addresses that as well. Why? Because let's look at the Mishnah in its totality. The Mishnah says, Misha Hoitziyu Nochrim and Ruach Ra only has four Amis. Vehechziru, and if afterwards the Nochrim and the Ruach Ra returned him, Ki Lo Yotza, Izach Mashba Hoitziuhu, that the Nochrim took him out. Vehechziru, and they brought him back. Who the Ki Lo Yotza? Then he goes back to his original Tchum. Aval, but it's Mashba in the case of Yotza Ladas, that if he went out on his own, Vehechziru Nochrim, then he'd only have his Dalet Amis. Loi is a bazoi. Nochmu, what is Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel come to tell you? Sachidish. The Chodakim Medayik this from the Mishnah on our own. Everything Gemara Maud is similar to Tadin Katani. Without Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, I would have interpreted and learned our Mishnah differently. How would I have learned our Mishnah? We'd start again. Mishaitziu Nochrim, if Nochrim took him out, we said already in the Mishnah, Ainli Elad Al Ramas. Even if Haitziu Nochrim v'chaz ledas and he went back in his tchum, Ainli Ela Dalet Amos. He only gets a Dalet Amos. But now, continuing the Mishnah, Ava, what happens if Yotz ledas v'chziru Nochrim? In other words, not the Echziru Nochrim is going back on the case of Haitziu Nochrim, but we're starting a brand new case. We already went through one case. Mishoitzio Nochem, the Nochem schlepped them out. Ainly Ela Dalarabis. Even if Chosaladas, Ainly Ela Dalarabis. That was case number one. Ah, but let's now case number two. Yosef, that's what happens if he went out on his own. Ve'achziru Nochem, and the Nochem went and schlepped him back into his tchum. Ki lo yotze. It's as if he didn't leave his tchum at all. I could have learned the pshat in the Mishnah that way. Kamash Malon, that's what Nachman of Mishmul said. No, that's not the correct way of learning the pshat in the Mishnah. That these two cases that can go together. If it's hoitziyu, ve'achziru, then ki lo yotze. But if it's either yotzledas ve'achziruhu, or if it's hoitziyu v'chosledas, in both of those cases he only gets talaramis and nothing more.
I'm sorry, so just reveal those cases. So in which cases is he restored to the way he was before?
When he was go back to the Mishnah.
He's going back down by Nachman and brought back by Nachman.
Exactly.
If he participates at all in leaving or in returning, he's trapped.
He only gets talaramis. So now, Freyti Mar Boi Minei Mir Rabba. The person went beyond his Chum Shabbos. Now he's in the Dalet Amis. It's Shabbos morning, and everybody says, Yanko, you are Oyver Chum Shabbos, you're stuck in your four Amis. Ay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. It's too late, you gotta wait until Matzah Shabbos. Okay, so he's waiting and waiting, and by an hour, two or three or four hours later, guess what? I have to go to Biskisa. What do I do now? And I'm out in the open in the street. Vosalach Dotan. So he told him, in this situation, you're allowed to go and find a beskissa somewhere. What it says, when Evdi Gemara says, it doesn't mean a real lav and isidir aisa, it means an isidir aban. The reason why the Gemara called it loisashim b'toira, that's the famous lav of loisasur, which are all based on that pasuk in the Torah. That's what Rashi says every single time when you have this. Rashi says over here too, lav loisasur.
Maybe that's why the guy walked back. He had to go to the bathroom. In your case.
In the previous case.
No, in the case in your...
I mean, that's the reason why he walked?
Yeah, it could be.
He didn't want to stay there the whole Shabbos. He could have gone in the forest, he could have gone to the local gas station, he didn't have to walk, you know, 3 hours. Anyway, Amin Edoi, so he says that you're allowed to go out of your Dalet Amis for Kavod HaBris. Amin Edoi, so Edoi said, if the guy has smarts, instead of going beyond the Tchum Shabbos even further to find the bathroom, let him go back into the Tchum to find the bathroom. Once he's back in, he's in, because that's like Gemara said, that if it's Bo'onus, ki lo yotze. But he yotz l'das. Anyway, so Nedo, he says, once he gets in...
So in this case, he went out on his das, and now he's coming back aust onus.
Right. So this would seem to be contrary to what the Gemara said before. Yeah. Now the Gemara starts with a new Shaila Umra Papa Peshi Yotzuchus Tchum, and mention that's what we're going to learn tomorrow.